See, one of the things that is a topic of conversation here in Vegas, also back in Boise, are these postseason awards. And now you're somebody who is not unfamiliar with a postseason award. You're a second team All-WAC back in 2007. Now, Boise State fans not too happy that Chandler Hutchison wasn't named Player of the Year. He's not going to say anything about it, of course. He's still out here trying to win a championship for Boise State. But you're somebody removed from playing. How do individual awards matter to players who are playing at the time?
Well, that's a good question. I appreciate you going back in your archives to remember my accolades in 07 and losing to a pretty good quarterback at the time, Colt Brennan, first team. But, I'd say that it's important. Obviously, team goals are the most important thing. I think Chandler would probably say the same thing as most of our athletes at Boise State would, that, the team goals are the most important. Those are your brothers and your teammates you work so hard with to achieve some of those goals. And obviously, when you put in a lot of hard work with those guys, that's when some of the personal accolades come. Everybody knows listening that Boise State basketball fans at Chandler is very well deserving of that award. I was a little bit shocked myself this year. But I didn't follow the conference play as much and see the games against Nevada as closely to know how everything played out there. But I just know that from everything I've seen of Chandler and the basketball team, I'm sure he would put the team accolades first, and you hope that the personal ones fall in line. But I'm sure he'll be okay, and he's probably pretty proud of the season those guys have had.
What about the bigger picture in terms of the program itself? I mean, obviously, individual awards are very low on the priority, but they're a part of the puzzle. They're a part of selling the program. They're a part of who you guys are and what you do. How important are individual awards for the program?
Well, they're important. I would definitely say, anytime the team has success on or off the field, on or off the court, you hope that the recognition is there for, star players. And a guy like Chandler Hutchison is a star player. I mean, he has brought so much attention to the team this year, to the university, obviously going to be a very high draft pick. So you kind of want for the story, I personally would love to see the story play out where he's had this great year. He's been talked about. He's, led the team to such a great regular season finish, hopefully more. And you'd love to have him with that accolade of Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. I mean, that's a given. But I also just come from the perspective being on the inside of the program here with some of our athletes. And, it's important for these guys. There's no doubt about it. But I go back to, I think that, the team stuff comes first. And, the fact that they're fighting to get into the NCAA tournament's probably most on his mind right now and that team's mind. And if he can, lead those guys through the tournament here to get to that platform for the basketball program, I think that'd be a pretty great accomplishment. So
it's our Huddle Up with Coach Harsin segment. Filling in is Taylor Tharp, the Director of Operations and External Relations, of course, former Boise State quarterback. And now we're still in that middle of draft season, just coming off of the combine. So I guess the next step in that process is the pro day. And Leighton Vander Esch, of course, one of the biggest risers thanks to that combine. But with your job title, Director of Ops and External Relations, how involved are you with putting together the pro day, and what are some of the challenges in that?
Yeah, that's great. Well, first and foremost, I get to do a lot of our scheduling around here, taking care of spring ball, which is starting next Monday, and making sure we're mapped out and everything flows right. The players are fed, coaches are taken care of. But, in that schedule for spring ball this year, pro day lands kind of in that second two-week segment for when we get back after spring ball. And we usually plan to make sure that we're available as a staff to be out there to support those guys that are some of our current players are freed up to come watch those guys run and perform, because it's a unique experience for everybody that's here. We're excited about it. I think basically to answer your question, we make sure it falls on a day that the scouts can be here, that it doesn't conflict with any other big schools on the West Coast. that might also be having a pro day on the same day, that it, you know, it's going to be able to draw the right amount of attention of coaches and scouts to come watch all the guys perform. Leighton obviously is drawing a lot of attention, so said, and some other guys. So we're anticipating a great showing. In the past, I've had the luxury of hosting a pro day show live on set, so I get to kind of have some fun with that. I'm hoping this year that I get to be a little bit more behind the scenes and watch these guys go out and perform, because at the end of the day, that's the most fun, is seeing them go out on their one day, all the work they've put into these last couple months to get out there and run fast and put on a show for everybody. So it'll be fun on the 3rd. We're looking forward to it.
April 3rd, as you said, is your Boise State Pro Day. You mentioned Leighton Van Der Esch and Cedric Wilson. Those will be the focus of this. We've talked to Leighton this week. We also talked to his agent, and they weren't sure what they were going to do at Pro Day. I'm sure they have their own strategy in regards to what he needs to accomplish. But one of the things that I thought about was, how much responsibility does Leighton Van Der Esch have to the program itself? If he pulls out and doesn't do Pro Day, I don't know how many scouts are going to show up. Maybe there's a lot, maybe there's not. Maybe it doesn't matter. You can kind of clarify that. But is it important for him to show up at Pro Day to attract as many scouts as possible, to get the other players, the fringe players, in front of as many eyes as possible? Is that an important part of your program?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say it is. You know, I couldn't see any scenario where Leighton wouldn't be here. You know, to at least do something. It's another opportunity, especially for a guy like him that's been improving his stock continuously from the bowl game and those guys throwing on film to what he did at the combine. You know, I don't see Leighton as a guy that's going to sit back and say, well, maybe I shouldn't show up because I might hurt myself in any way. I think the more he gets in front of some of these scouts and coaches, he's the type of guy that's very impressive, and we've seen that. And it's amazing to see how well he's been able to do in all these events and the, you know, the attention he's drawn lately. And I think that one way or another, he'll do something. He'll be here. He'll be available to talk to those coaches. Maybe some guys didn't get to talk to him at the combine. Maybe there's a couple drills or something testing-wise that he feels like he can do better in. But at minimum, I would expect him to do some of the on-field work, maybe work some position drills. But even without that, he would be here supporting his other teammates. And that is a big piece of it. I remember way back when it was, I think, 07-08 Pro Day, and big Ryan Clady was coming out as a junior, Orlando Scandrick, and those guys brought a lot of attention to our Pro Day. And, you know, as one of the other guys on the outside kind of looking in, it was important that, you know, those guys were out there working hard and that other scouts were there and coaches were there to watch everybody perform.
Huddle up with Coach Harsin. Filling in for Coach Harsin is Taylor Tharp, former Bronco quarterback, now the Director of Operations and External Relations. And we're talking a little bit about spring ball, and with that coming up next week, I'm sure that's a lot to get together. Like, how much of what goes on in spring is scripted from your point of just what they have to accomplish on the field, and that also the off-the-field things of, I'm sure, some of the bonding activities and the, you mentioned the meals, that's probably part of your job description too.
Yeah. I like to categorize myself as the, you know, the person that makes everything other than the X's and the O's kind of work and flow. And I, you know, my main job and goal is to let the coaches coach and the players play. And hard for me to say that, obviously, as a former player and a guy that got into the profession trying to be a coach. But I've really found my niche here and within this staff as, you know, this role that's allowed me to kind of get to know these players on, you know, with all the player programs we're running externally, to get out in the community and do different things external with some of our fundraising efforts or people that are involved. And this summer, going to be running our summer camp. So it's been a good role for me. But yeah, spring ball happening, the main goal for myself is just to have everything in place. You know, our schedule is set up of practice times, meeting times, which days we're practicing, which days we aren't, making sure the field and people around Boise State know when the players are going to be utilizing the facilities. If we've got any sort of food to feed the guys, making sure that's taken care of. but just the flow of everything for these guys and the camp is really important. And then the coaches can work on the X's and O's, and the players can go out and practice. So kind of the behind the scenes that is a lot of fun.
Taylor, if pro day and spring camp and a new football schedule for 2018, if all that stuff isn't enough, you also have to start getting organized, or I'm sure you're knee-deep into it, into your summer camps. You got youth camps, you got team camps. What's your lineup for team camps, for all overall camps this summer, and how do they get involved? How do they get the right information?
Well, I appreciate you asking for a little plug. It is my first year as camp director, so as everybody knows, the famous Brad Lerondo that wears many hats in this program, he's finally stepped down as probably the best camp director in the history of summer camps, and he's passed on to his young buck, you know, myself. So I have big shoes to fill as far as being camp director, and I mean that with all due respect. Brad Lerondo is obviously a guy who's been in this program for a long time and has worn many different hats, and he's passed the reins to me. So what that means is this summer, the camps will continue. They're going to be awesome. They're going to be great. All ages. We got something for you, different skill sets. Everybody's welcome. But it really kicks off for us in June 9th and 10th. We've got a two-day high school elite camp, which we welcome ages 10th grade to 12th. Right after that, we welcome all our young guys, ages 6 to 13. The youth camp runs from the 11th to the 13th. A lot of fun because for 3 days, we get those guys in the morning and break them up into their different groups on different fields. You get to be on the blue one day. You get to be on the grass. You get to be in the indoor, and we rotate around. And always a great camp. We get a lot of kids out for that. And then we finish up with our high school team camp. That's the 16th through the 19th, and you can come as a part of a team, or you can come as a solo renegade, as we call it, and sign up, and we'll put you with a team. But that's a full padded camp. It's physical, it's fun, it's a lot of technique. And so basically from the 9th through finishing up on the 19th, we've got different camps running. And the best way to get all the info is through our camp website, which is BoiseStateFootballCamps.com. So you just spell it all out, www.BoiseStateFootballCamps.com. You can register on there. You get all the info you need, and we'll take care of you this summer.
It might be a long URL, but it might be worth it. Certainly is. Taylor Tharp, appreciate the time.
You can thank Mr. Lerondo for anything that's inconvenient like that.